When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to Bob in Freehold, New Jersey. What's going on, Bob?
Hey there, Bob.
Hey, I got a comment and a question for Willie. A couple of years back, we went to the training camp, myself and my father. And the comment is, Willie Colon, Rontez Miles, Muhammad Wilkerson, they could not have been any nicer to my father. I was so impressed with them that I actually called the league office and told them that they should be running seminars for the NFL how to treat their fans. And my question, you were great, and I got a picture of you with my dad, and I'll never lose that. The question is, have you ever thought about becoming an offensive line coach because the Jets could use you?
I have thought about it. I wouldn't mind coaching. I think for every guy who played during my time, we kind of get scared of how hard are we allowed to coach, right? Like, yeah. You know, these kids these days, you got to talk to them a certain type of way. And we talked, it's funny, we were talking a little bit about this behind the curtain. My first offensive line coach in the league was Russ Grimm, right? Mm. And Russ is one of the original hogs, old school as old school gets. And he gave it to us, right? Like one of my first, I tell the story all the time, I had a really bad training camp day. I just had a really bad day at the office. And rookies in the league at my time always sat in the first row. Everybody sat behind them. So in my room at the time was Alan Faneca, Jeff Hardins, Marvell Smith, Kendall Simmons. So these guys just won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And here I am, a fresh rookie in 06, had a bad day in training camp. And I'm sitting there, the screen damn near pressed against my nose. And Russ is going over tape, and he's just watching all my mistakes over and over and over, and I'm getting dragged. And we had a play called 38 crack toss. And pretty much I release outside. If the corner's pressed, I go him. If the corner's off, I go up to the safety, somebody replaces, right? And I messed it up like two or three times. And to the point where Russ is dragging me in the meeting room. And I turn around and look at him and he's like, listen, I'm gonna be honest with you. If I have to go over this place, I have to go over this play tomorrow with you, the only thing you're going to be asking me is paper or plastic. Straight like, I'm a rookie out of Hofstra.
Right.
I look, as he's talking to me, I look at Alan Faneca and all these guys. They don't even make eye contact. Mm. My guys who I eat lunch with, they aren't even looking at me. There's no hand on the shoulder. They're like, dude, if you mess this up tomorrow, only thing you're going to be asking me is paper or plastic. Yeah. And I remember saying to myself, I'm going back to the Bronx. It is officially over. And I remember getting two more plays wrong, but it wasn't 38 crack toss. I got that right.
Okay.
And that worked. And I got off the field. He was like, well, you're learning. Yeah. Like, that's all he had. So those hard coaching moments, those moments of getting like put on front street and having to respond, I don't know if these guys are having that type of coaching. You know, and back then it was just a matter of meeting the standard. It wasn't about, nobody cared about my feelings. Nobody cared if I was a small school guy. Nobody cared about anything. Can you meet the standard of being a Pittsburgh Steeler? With all that said, I would love to coach. It's something I would love to grow into the position. A lot of my guys, like for instance, my right guard with the Steelers, Darnell Stapleton, he's assistant offensive line coach with the Commanders right now. So there's a lot of guys doing it. Kendall Simmons is actually an offensive line coach. He's with Middle Tennessee State. So guys who I've played with are currently coaches. So I wouldn't mind. It's something I would think about.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of long hours. You know, I mean, it's...
Depending on who the head guy is.
Sure.
Because B.A. was, you know, one thing I've learned from Mike Tomlin, and even when I had Bruce Arians as an offensive coordinator, he would knock on the door and be like, hey, get out of here, man. Mm-hmm. Like, just go get to the family. Just get out of it. Because coaches will hide. You know, a lot of guys don't like being dads and husbands. They like they just want to be the coach. So.
Of course. You know, I understand. And I call these guys the coddlehead coach community now. Like a Kevin O'Connell. You know, I grew up a Vikings fan, and Kevin O'Connell's, he coddles his players, but it works.
Yeah,
it's nuts. I don't know how he does it and still like maintains all the respect to these guys or whatever else, but he's done it. He's figured it out. They're 10-2. Sam Darnold loves them. Daniel Jones wanted to go play for him.
Saleh was that guy.
Yeah. And
Saleh was the cuddle coach. The reason why he stood there and took so many arrows because he knew he would have to go back in the locker room and kind of pump up these guys' egos and get their confidence and show them, you know, that he loved them. And I even asked one of my old ball coaches, I was like, how different is it compared to what he's like, listen, you can drag a guy, but you gotta let him know you love him. The days of just dragging a guy and walking away, those days don't exist no more.
You know, the problem with things like this, and this is a discussion we had yesterday, it's like things that work in other places don't work here. Like, you can't have what happened to Sam Darnold in Minnesota happen here. Like, what happens to Sam Darnold happens at the Jets, and then he goes to Minnesota and they got
light,
you know,
it up.
It's just different. Like, and you remember,
but that's but that's not fair to Sam, right? He's a rookie. He was expected to come in and right the ship. There wasn't a lot of talent, if any talent, around him.
I'm just telling you that if he got drafted in a different situation, you know, in a different place with a different head coach and all of these things, and not so much pressure on him as being the savior of the Jets. That's the problem with the Jets, is everybody that comes here has to be the savior, the guy who turns it around.
Well, when you draft bad, that happens.
Yeah, I know, of course. And it's just tough for some of these young guys. And then the Zach Wilson pick was just as dumb as there's ever been. I mean,
that set a lot of, that set the whole thing back.
Yeah. I mean, so I said the other day, The one day that ruined Rob Saleh and Joe Douglas, there was one particular day that set everything down the tubes, and that was Zach Wilson's pro day. That was the day.
That was a COVID year. People forget that.
Well, was it? 2020? Yeah, I guess so.
It was a COVID year.
But that pro day, when he made that throw on the run and everybody fell in love with him.
I hate that people kind of staple that, like, oh, see that one throw?
Yep.
He's our savior. Like,
yep. Yeah, it was a disaster. Yeah.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection.
We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
But so that's why, you know, the next regime, whoever that is, like it has to be someone that steps into that building and you know he is in charge. And there's no questions. And there's it's just like, all right, the culture is set because this guy is here. And unfortunately, Rob Saleh wasn't able to do that. And Rob Saleh may be a good head coach again somewhere else if he gets an opportunity.
I think he'll get another opportunity.
I mean, he'll be a coordinator again. And then a couple of years, probably have that. You know, the defense has been terrible since he left.
Well, they don't have the personnel to match their scheme. Right? Like Ken Law and Solomon Thomas and all try-hard guys, but they're not beef-eaters. Like, the reason why the Jets were so good last year wasn't solely because of the back end, meaning the secondary with Sauce and DJ Reed. It's because you had Al Woods, Quentin Jefferson, JFM. These are big men who ate up a lot of space, who allowed Quentin to be Quentin, right? Because now you couldn't worry about him. Like, Quentin Jefferson, I mean, Al Woods, I had Al Woods in Pittsburgh but as a young guy. Like, yeah. Al is a big man, right? So he was allowed to take on some of them double teams, but allowed a lot of one-on-ones for Williams. And then you had Jermaine Johnson was coming along. So you had pieces that were coming along. That's what made that defense great. Now Quentin is, I mean, he's taking a double team, I think 70% of his snaps.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot. And then he has nobody on the other side of him to kind of, not other side, next to him to kind of counteract that. So they're just down, man. They don't have the right guys in the right places.
Let's go to Pat, who's out in Detroit. What's going on, Pat?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
Morning.
Hey, by the way, Willie Colon, I'm a huge Jets fan. Thank you for all your time. Playing with the Jets was awesome. A lot of those good years, I was over in Afghanistan, so you gave us something to root for when we were over there. But I had a quick question. So, you know, when Joe Douglas came in, Joe Douglas, I think he was a first-time GM. Then he brought in Robert Saleh, who was, you know, he was being a first-time head coach. And then, you know, Robert Saleh's staff, a lot of those guys were first-time coordinators. I think Matt LaFleur, that was his first time calling plays, along with Ulbrich. When you're trying to bring in a young guy like Zach Wilson, when you're trying to learn your job itself as a coach and a coordinator, on top of trying to develop players, do you think that when you're doing that sometimes the development part of the players kind of gets maybe not as much attention because you're trying to learn the job yourself at the same time? And I was wondering if maybe you think that could have possibly maybe put the Jets at a disadvantage because they had such a new staff trying to learn how to be coordinators, learning how to be head coaches, and then trying to develop all this young talent. You know, do you think a seasoned staff maybe would have been a little bit better for guys like Zach Wilson and guys like, you know, Breece Hall and Sauce Gardner?
Don't forget, though, Pat, and I'll let Willie answer because he's going to have a better answer than I will have, but don't forget they had that tragedy with Greg Knapp,
mm-hmm.
You know, who was supposed to be that seasoned guy to help out Zach Wilson, and that was, that was just horrible for a number of reasons, but go ahead.
No, I think you hit it right on the head. And two, I think a lot of people thought Zach was going to be a lot ahead of where he was at. I think they felt like they were drafting a more polished quarterback. Zach needed time, and we didn't have a really good offensive line. We didn't have necessary pieces around him to kind of help him develop in a healthy way. And then in the media, right? Like he was getting crushed here early and often solely because they thought we had a guy. And then we just got out of the Sam Darnold era. It's a reference to being a coordinator. I think when you get that position, you know ball, right? It's just a matter of who you're coaching and what you're trying to install these guys and how well can you get these guys to digest the scheme. And there were so many holes on that offense, it didn't matter if Zach was great or not, right? There was just so many deficiencies, and I think it was just tough for the Jets to overcome.
Yeah, I mean, I made the joke the other day where, you know, all right, it's the New York Jets. Who's going to save us? The Mormon quarterback from Utah. Let's spit him out in this area. That's going
to
work.
And it doesn't help that he had the reputation of being a MILF hunter.
Yeah, well, I thought that did help him at the time, though, to be
honest. In what way?
Well, because I felt like he needed to gain some respect in the locker room. And that sort of, that because that was going into the second year, mm-hmm. I felt like, okay, you know, maybe this guy isn't so much of a wuss. Like, you know, if he's going and banging his mom's friends, you're like, okay, at least he's got some sort of oomph to him as opposed to this fresh-faced.
Are we applauding range? is that what we're saying?
I don't know. I mean, I honestly, at the time, I was like, that's going to help his reputation in the locker room more.
No, what helps your reputation is winning. Like, quarterbacks are only sexy when they win.
Yeah.
I know a lot of guys who are backups who still enjoyed the nightlife, but they weren't starters. They didn't win. When you win, and the girls and all the notoriety that comes along with that makes you the man.
Yeah. I thought more from the perspective of like, all right, it was his second year. The first year was a mess. He's coming in. He gained some weight. You know, he didn't look as young. He had that whole MILF thing going on. And it was like, all right, you know, we're going to give him a chance. Maybe this guy grew up in this offseason, you know? That didn't work.
That did not work.
No, it did not work at all.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.